Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken! Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us in the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Amen. May God bless this reading. These disciples were the Lord's people. These disciples were converted. Not sure if it was two men or a man or a woman or whatever. It was certainly the case that they had been disappointed. They were amongst the disciples of the Lord. But it is also true that they seem to have been dull and slow. The Lord calls them foolish in spiritual things. And I think many of us might feel a little bit like Cleophas and his partner here as they were travelling. I got a nice feeling that it was his wife, but who knows. I think sometimes we feel like these two. We feel as if we are constantly walking on the Emmaus Road, and there's disappointment in our hearts, and we're looking down at our feet, and we're not quite sure what is happening around about us. We're ever being taught holy things, but never truly learning our spiritual lessons. And we gratefully acknowledge the Lord's mercy and salvation, but we struggle to deepen our understanding of his ways and means in providence. We wander along, mourning our circumstances, and we fail to discern even when the Lord draws close to us. We fail to recognize him. We fail to see him. And when he speaks to our concerns, we fail to understand that this is the Lord and he's blessing us with these comforts, and we become inured to them. This passage tells us about a hidden sermon. I don't know whether you noticed that. There's a hidden sermon in this passage. It's a concealed communication from the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a detailed, scriptural exposition of the substance of the ministry of the Old Testament concerning himself. It's unrecorded for us, but the content of it is most illuminating. It's instructive, it's informative. These men could say, or this man and woman, whoever it was, could say, did not our hearts burn within us as he opened this sermon to us, as he expounded these things to us? The Lord Jesus Christ preached a sermon that day on the road to Emmaus, and there were only two people listening. We complain about the size of our congregations. This is the Lord's sermon on the Emmaus Road. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. I wonder if you've ever noticed that sermon was even there. I wonder if you've ever wished that it had been recorded, that somebody had written it down, that it was set out in our Bibles by God the Holy Spirit, the greatest Old Testament exposition ever made. And yet surely that's the reason why the Holy Spirit has withheld it from us. Because by its very concealment, it provides us signposts to tell us where to find the Lord. We have to find the Lord in all the scriptures. We are to look for the Lord in all the prophecies. We are to look for him from Moses and all the holy We think to ourselves, well, it's easy to find him in the Gospels, it's easy to find him in the Epistles, but we've to find him from Genesis to Revelation, because this book speaks about one covenant, one Christ, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. This is the Gospel from cover to cover, and the Lord Jesus Christ expounded himself there in the hearing of these two. He has given us, as it were, a map. He has provided us with these road signs. He has shown us where to find him. And where was that? Well, that was in exactly what we are about to do right now. It was in the communion service. It was in the breaking of bread. Look what they said in Luke chapter 24, verse 35. They told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. What we're about to do now will be practiced by countless religious people. They have their communion. They break their bread. They take their mass. However it is they want to call it. But it is you and it is me. It is the disciples. It is Christ's church. It is Christ's people. It is Christ's bride that find him in the breaking of bread. It is Christ's people that know him in this communion service. We know his suffering in this service. We know his shame in the breaking of bread. We know his pain and what he suffered. We know his body. We know his blood. We know his substitution for me. We know his sacrifice in this breaking of bread. We know his trouble and we know his success. And it's that understanding of who Christ is in the breaking of bread that opens the whole of Scripture to us and shows us him in the Old Testament and the New, in the Gospels and in the prophecies. In all the Scriptures, Christ is seen when we understand who he is in the breaking of bread. If you can see Christ today, if you can see the Lord Jesus Christ in these elements as they pass between us, in this bread and wine, simple bread and wine, you will see him everywhere you look in Scripture, and he will teach you of himself. I'm just going to pray now for the bread, and the men will come up and distribute it. Again, if you don't want to participate, you know what to do, and they'll pass you by. Heavenly Father, we thank thee that thou hast given us the opportunity to share in this service this morning. We thank thee for the elements, the bread and the wine that are about to pass between us. We thank thee for the picture that they give us in our consumption of them, of the union that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ in his sufferings and death. And we thank thee that they are the key, the signpost and the map, the picture to show us the Lord Jesus Christ in all of his accomplishments that are prefigured and reported and discussed and presented in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And we thank thee that in properly understanding what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us as our substitute and sacrifice, that we can discover him in all the Scriptures. We pray that thou wilt bless this service to us, bless our hearts as we participate in it, and make the Lord to be clear and real to us in our mind's eye and by faith. And may he be glorified in our hearts as we share together in this fellowship. We pray that thou wilt bless the bread now to each one as it passes, for Jesus' sake. Amen.